It was a hell of a thing, all right. They say she was just outside of Havana Harbor when the hurricane hit, and she couldn't get in, or the owners wouldn't let the captain chance coming in. They say he wanted to try, so she had to go with it, and in the dark they were running with it trying to go through the gulf between Rebecca and Tortugas when she struck on the quicksands. Maybe her rudder was carried away. Maybe they weren't even steering. But anyway, they couldn't have known they were quicksands, and when she struck, the captain must have ordered them to open up the ballast tank so she'd lay solid. But it was quicksand she'd hit, and when they opened the tank, she went in stern first and then over on her beam ends. There were 450 passengers and the crew on board of her, and they must have all been aboard of her when I found her. They must have opened the tanks as soon as she struck, and the minute she settled on it, the quicksands took her down. Then her boilers must have burst, and that must have been what made those pieces that came out. It was funny there weren't any sharks, though. There wasn't a fish. I could have seen them on that clear white sand. Plenty of fish now, though. Jewfish, the biggest kind. The biggest part of her is under the sand now, but they live inside of her, the biggest kind of jewfish. Some weigh 300 to 400 pounds. Sometime we'll go out and get some. You can see the Rebecca Light from where she is. They've got a buoy on her now. She's right at the end of the quicksand, right at the edge of the gulf. She only missed going through by about 100 yards. In the dark, in the storm, they just missed it. Raining the way it was, they couldn't have seen the Rebecca. They're not used to that sort of thing. The captain of a liner isn't used to scudding that way. They have a course, and they tell me they set some sort of a compass, and it steers itself. They probably didn't know where they were when they ran with that blow, but they came close to making it. Maybe they'd lost the rudder, though. Anyway, there wasn't another thing for them to hit till they'd get to Mexico once they were in that gulf. Must have been something, though, when they struck in that rain and wind and he told them to open their tanks. Nobody could have been on deck in that blowing rain. Everybody must have been below. They couldn't have lived on deck. There must have been some scenes inside, all right, because you know she's settled fast. I saw the wretch go into the sand. The captain couldn't have known it was quicksand when she struck, unless he knew these waters. He just knew it wasn't rock. He must have seen it all up in the bridge. He must have known what it was about when she settled. I wonder how fast she made it. I wondered if the mate was there with him. Do you think they stayed inside the bridge, or do you think they took it outside? They never found any bodies, not a one. Nobody floating. They float a long way with the life belts, too. They must have took it inside. Well, the Greeks got it all. Everything. They must have come fast, all right. They picked her clean. First there was the birds, then me, then the Greeks, and even the birds got more out of her than I did.